We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. We're also streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Running the three-man show, I'm JP with Bish Bucks and EB Cakes in Vegas, playing in the World Series of Poker, and he's still alive. If you missed our update earlier in the show, grab the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Just use the term Sports Junkies, and you will grab the podcast.
Can I tell you something? So yesterday, we planned to get nine holes in before the storms came through, right? Mm-hmm. That was the plan all along. I thought maybe we could get through 13. We have an area called like the Loop where you could get like at 13, you could actually get off.
And it's kind of heading back towards the clubhouse.
Yeah. You could sneak out. Yeah. So we thought maybe we get through 13. We're on four green, and all of a sudden I didn't even know they had horns there at the club. They start blowing the horns, mm-hmm. right?
So you must have been playing a little bit later in the afternoon, because if you played it.
No, it was around 1:30 or so.
Really?
Maybe around that time, right? Because it was pretty quick. It was about a 30 minutes. Storm or whatever that blew through.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very paranoid and respectful of the weather. So when I see lightning or something, I'm out. If I see one bolt of lightning, it could be miles away. I'm pretty much out. Okay. But I made a statement yesterday and all my guys were laughing at me. Like it was the dumbest thing I ever said. And maybe it is. I said, because we heard some thunder above us.
Yeah.
And my buddy Squirrel, who's not as whippy as me with the weather, I don't think, he was like, yeah, I'm done. Right. And I said, this is exactly what I said. I'll play through thunder. I'm just not playing through lightning. And they all laughed at me like I literally is the dumbest human on the planet. But that's always kind of just been my mindset. If I see lightning, I'm out. Mm-hmm. But if I hear thunder, unless I see the lightning, I've always played through. Mm-hmm. Am I a moron?
I mean, oftentimes lightning comes with thunder. It's thunder and lightning. But
right, but oftentimes maybe if you hear thunder, no lightning.
I don't know.
I've always waited until I see lightning. If I see lightning, I'm done.
Isn't there
I'm
also some rule like if you hear thunder and then it's like 5 seconds later before the boom or whatever it is? Yeah.
You can count. You can count how far like the
stuff is.
The storm is away by. Yeah. Lightning strike.
So, do you consider thunder equivalent to lightning when you're playing golf in terms of hanging it up?
Whenever there's thunder, I assume there's lightning around. Mm-hmm. But in the summertime, you could just have like heat thunder.
Yeah.
But 99% of the time, when you have a storm, there is lightning and lightning. Thunder involved.
I guess I'll have to change my MO. My remaining years or days on this planet, when I hear thunder, I guess I have to hang it up because I always thought I was being safe.
But it doesn't necessarily mean the lightning is right next to you.
Understood.
Yeah, it could be miles
just
away.
To be just to err on the side of caution, I always thought I was still being responsible, just waiting until I saw lightning. Hearing a little rumble, that never really... stupid.
It just depends on how big the storm is. All right? So you could have thunder, but it could be miles away. I mean... If you hear thunder,
thunder, you shut it down? Or do you kind of gauge how far the
depends
thunder is?
How far thunder is away from you.
If I know there's going to be a storm coming, I'm not going to go out and just plan on playing 13 holes.
Well, for you guys who play a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who's been struck by lightning?
No, but I know our trees on 18 were just struck last week.
Yeah.
I had to take it now. I was bitter about it, too, because it was my goalposts. That's what I look at.
A couple weeks
ago. There's more storms coming today.
A couple weeks ago, when I was off, I played, and I think I told you guys, it's the first time I've ever been nervous, because I wasn't at a perfect spot, and it just kind of, it was a very quick type storm like you're talking about, and we're, you know, four holes away from the clubhouse, and then it just the thunder is, boomers is and rain starts
do
pouring
I know
and lightning.
Someone personally that's been struck by lightning? No. But you've just heard so many anecdotes. I mean, it's just a thing.
Retief Goosen.
Yeah, I mean, like Lee Trevino. I mean, there are guys, but it's a thing.
Oh, I understand.
It's not a...
It's the first time I was nervous.
It's not like a wives' tale.
I had to, you know, go about 10 minutes, a 10-minute walk, 10, 15-minute walk just to get back to my car with the clubs.
Right.
But meanwhile, I honestly thought I was a cautious, like, I'm scared of lightning. I'm legit scared of it. But I always thought, well, as long until I see lightning, I'm good. That's probably dumb.
I mean, for the most part, you're probably fine. But if you hear thunder, why would you want to even keep playing? Because you know there's a storm coming.
Well, because it was kind of like, and I thought it could possibly pass us.
Like skirted
as it did like the day before. It kind of passed us.
You don't remember thunder and lightning running backs?
Thunder and lightning running backs.
Is that Craig James? No. What were the? That was the.
I thought thunder Dickerson? And lightning. I could be wrong. No, the Dickerson and Craig James weren't they the Pony Express.
Yeah.
Thunder
and
lightning, I believe, was Tiki Barber and Brandon Jacobs.
Sure.
If you say might so. Be wrong.
I don't really care. Okay.
I'm sure it was.
I. But you know what? We needed that. It was so freaking hot yesterday.
Yeah, but right after that storm, it was still 100 degrees.
I know. It cooled it off for about 20 minutes. And my yard needed it. My grass, my flowers, my trees, they all needed the rain.
Right.
So I love summer storms. Love it. Hope we get another one today.
No, I hate them. They're ruining the week. They're actually ruining the week for me.
Yeah, I just disagree with that.
I mean, what do you do when you're done at like we are, and then you have all day? What do you do when it's just going to storm? Like, you can't do anything. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do.
You can't do anything at that particular time, but. I mean, thunderstorm for 12 hours.
Yeah, but it just kind of ruins your... It's hard to plan for stuff when you know it's going to storm at 2 o'clock.
Are you going back out today?
I'm going to try to get in 9, maybe. But at least hit balls. But anyway, it gives me something to do. Like, what do? When you know it's going to be a stormy day. When you, say you're home for the weekend, and you know it's going to storm on the weekend.
That's when you take your nap.
I can't. My sleep is so messed up. I got to avoid naps.
I slept really good 2 nights ago, but last night sucked. I don't know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully we'll get a storm today around 4 o'clock. All right, so you were bringing up Cam Newton and his thoughts on Jaden Daniels.
Well, Cam Newton's got a podcast or a YouTube show, whatever it is, and he had Wale on, and they were talking about the Commanders. Wale is a huge DC sports fan, and they were discussing Jaden Daniels, and of course...
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
A comparison was made between Jaden Daniels and a former quarterback. Here's what Cam Newton said.
I fear Jaden Daniels could be a potential one-hit wonder?
Nah.
What makes him different?
I think he loves the game too much.
But speak to me like from a D&B.
He loves the game too much. You know, you got people that don't love the game. Mm-hmm. They love what comes with the game. That boy loves the game. Like, he just loves the game. Like,
seen a lot of success as a rookie season.
I worry about that with our most like CJ struggled a little bit the second year, but the line was a little.
But I'm gonna say it in this way: there's nobody who had the game in a chokehold like Robert Griffin III. but RG3, bro, I have to tip my hat to him.
One of the GOAT rookie seasons. Of
no,
all time.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I see that same thing happening for Jaden, and as you know, being in that community, do you fear that?
I mean, I think you always fear, like, we got PTSD of not winning for so long. So it's like, we don't even know how to have good things. We don't know what it's like to be, like, having 5 primetime games this year. Like, we don't know. Like, so it's like, there's a reason why, you know what I'm saying? And this is the kid from LSU. But so we like, damn, like, okay, when is the honeymoon over? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's easy to think like that, but I got to believe in, like, you know, the new organization, the new GM, You know, they got plans for the new stadium. So, like, we going in the right direction. We trying to right them wrongs from all them years.
I think that he answered that fairly well. Now, he didn't go into the breakdown. But his overall answer of why he's different than Robert, I generally agree with. I think there are specific reasons why he's, you know, athletically more gifted and maybe mentally more gifted at this game and way ahead of the curve than Robert. But the essence of he loves the game, you know, which talks about what he's talking about is being there all the time and being, you know, understanding, being a student of the game. And that's why I expect him to not have a Robert-like fall from grace.
Well, and then also Robert got injured.
The injury certainly was a factor.
I mean, that was a huge factor.
It's a massive factor.
I mean, if Jaden had the same injury that Robert had, okay, he might be a different quarterback after that.
He might be, but he's still light years ahead of him.
True.
Mentally.
I totally agree with that.
And all of the other skill
the other
sets.
Factor,
he's a much better passer coming out of
college. Yeah.
The other factor, if we want to relitigate RG3, is going into his second season, all the outside voices influenced him.
No doubt.
So his dad on GQ magazine and his dad telling the Washington Post that he wants to see him throw a lot more. Mm-hmm. And then he goes to the coaching staff and says he doesn't want to run.
Of course, in the way that Dan empowered him and everything. Of course. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But Robert, to his credit, and it should never go away, that 2012 year was magical. And for people on the outside looking in, it's easy to make the Robert comparison to Jaden. But I think if you look at it closely, like a lot of us here in D.C. have, I don't expect Jaden to have that drop-off, notwithstanding the injury that Robert had. He's too committed to the game. He's too locked in mentally. I just don't see it. Yes, there are similarities. Yes, they made a lot of hay with their legs.
Yeah.
But he's just light years ahead of them in the passing game, as you say, and reading things. And he's not a me guy. It's just not how he's wired.
Yeah.
So
he doesn't give off that effect to the media that RG3 did.
Because
RG3, when he spoke to the media, that's the effect he gave.
Yeah, and Robert would throw teammates under the bus and would constantly compare himself to elites in the game, you know, like as a rookie. He's comparing himself to Aaron Rodgers or whatever. I mean, you know, just doing kind of crazy stuff. I don't expect that to happen with Jaden.
Now,
does it mean that Jaden won't have a setback or he won't be quite as dominant this year? But his skill set, his toolbox is just much larger than Robert's.
He's got to stay healthy.
Now, when I first saw people referencing that clip, my impression was that Cam was taking shots at Jaden. From that little bit that you played, it's hard for me to accuse him of taking a shot at him.
Maybe I don't think he was taking shots. I think he's actually been a host. He's got a guest, and he's like, "Hey, are you worried about this? Because this happened to RG3." Yeah.
I think the phrase "one hit wonder" can be polarizing to Commanders fans.
Of course,
it's trigger.
Of course,
I would be shocked if he was a one hit wonder. Completely shocked.
Oh,
and not a lot of things shock me in sports, but that would
flabbergasted.
That would shock me.
I think
unless he does suffer a major injury.
I think he's going to the Hall of Fame. But I also thought after Robert's rookie year that Robert was going to have an unbelievable career. You know,
it's hard not to. The guy had 20 touchdown passes.
I didn't see all the
only
flaws.
Five interceptions.
I didn't see all the flaws in Robert's game and maybe even persona.
Well, some would argue too. Had he not been so stubborn, maybe he would have been fine.
Yeah, because most people
stayed healthy.
His second season
from ACLs.
His first season he had
not
seven rushing touchdowns. His second season he had zero. Think about that.
Well, he was diminished, though. He did probably come back too soon. So there's some of that, too.
Yeah, certainly a lot of it was on him.
But an ACL injury in 2025 is not like an ACL injury in the 90s or 80s or, you know, when we were coming up. It's not. It's so routine for the most part.
Yeah, but
it's very, very high percentage of guys come back at a high level.
Still could affect you.
I think the biggest thing that held Robert back was hubris and thinking he was more than he was.
800-636-1067 is the number.
Suffers from that.
If you want to give us a call throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Remember, we got an exclusive interview. Mike Rizzo will join us today at 9 o'clock. He was fired. But he's still joining us at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that here on the Junkies.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.